Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, now Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, of course, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Ken, let's talk about, well, what everyone's talking about now, the release of the Mueller report, not without a New York angle here.
No, I mean, first of all, you have a New York-based president, and in the report, three prominent New Yorkers in political circles showed up. You had Roger Stone, the veteran GOP consultant, Michael Caputo, another consultant who is very close to Roger Stone, and Randy Credico, a comedian activist on the liberal side of things. Exactly what they did is a little unclear because their parts were redacted pretty heavily. Stone's already under indictment, so it was redacted for that reason. But we do know that you know, Caputo supposedly heard about Russian interference and made some calls and did some things with Stone. And Credico had interviewed Julian Assange at the time on his radio show. So, you know, they definitely made guest appearances.
And what about New York GOP Chair Ed Cox? At least from what I'm reading, he's shifted his opinion a bit here about the president over time.
Oh, yeah. He's been certainly since the president was elected and really since the president became the nominee. Cox has been much more full-throated in his support of him. He was very leery of Cox during the presidential primary in 2016, but now he's been one of the chief cheerleaders for him. Look, you know, this report gave everybody what they wanted. You know, the Democrats, it's not over for them. They're saying it shows, you know, rather than exonerating the president, that it shows that he did try to potentially thwart the investigation, and they want to hold more investigations and more reviews into it. And the Republicans, including Ed Cox, are saying, hey, this clears them. Let's move on. The Democrats lost, and they're just not letting it go.
How about the Gold Star program, which allows the children of those who died in military service to go to college? This has been a little bit of a dust-up involving the Assembly, Democrats, and the governor.
Yeah, well, the program wasn't funded in the budget. They wanted to give free tuition to SUNY and CUNY to Gold Star families. So basically, for those who were killed in the line of duty, their kids would go to SUNY and CUNY free. There was a kerfuffle because the Assembly Democrats, there was a bill to get it done after the budget, and the Assembly Democrats balked at it, saying, oh, it should have, you know, those issues should be done in the budget. And while you can make a legitimate argument about it, it gave the Republicans an opportunity to make a lot of hay, saying that at the same time, New York passed the DREAM Act and is spending $27 million to on tuition assistance for those who are here, undocumented immigrants. They turned their backs on these kids of military heroes, as they said, and so it made for an awkward optics for the Democrats. Finally, the governor stepped in and said he was going to fund the program for them.
Let's stick with the governor for a second and clemency for Judith Clark in the infamous Brinks job, which resulted in three deaths.
Yeah, another controversial release by the parole board. Judith Clark has a lot of supporters. They say she is the personification of what's supposed to happen in the system. She was part of a horrific crime, the shooting of two cops and a security guard, the murder of them during the Brinks robbery. She served her time. The governor a couple of years ago commuted her sentence, which allowed her to be up for parole sooner than she otherwise would have been. And she's been more than a model inmate, and she got a degree. She's helped other inmates, counseling them. She started an AIDS program. She's done all these things. And so there are a lot of people who said she served her time, she should be released. But law enforcement in particular, Republicans, they are outraged that someone who was part of a incident with cop killers was allowed to be let go. And, you know, under current law, that wouldn't be allowed to happen because cop killers are kept behind bars with, you know, life without parole. So it was a very controversial movie. No one thinks she'll come out and commit more crimes, but it was whether it sent the wrong message or not. A lot of people think it sent the right message about rehabilitation in the prison system. Others say it sends the wrong message and really hurts the severity of the crime.
Ken Lovett joining us on Fridays to keep you up to date on what's happened during the week in New York State government and politics. He's the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director of Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks.
Anytime. Be well.